Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
National Heritage Week, which begins on August 17th, celebrates aspects of our cultural built and natural heritage. But we're not always careful with that heritage. Sometimes we even neglect it. A new exhibition, which runs at the City Assembly House in Dublin, seeks to highlight Dublin facades in both their restored glory and their somewhat more neglected present state. Brian O'Connell has been meeting the artist behind the exhibition and taking a whistle stop tour of historic Dublin. Brian, tell us more.
Morning, Philip. The exhibition is called Dublin Facades. It's the work of artist and illustrator Nesta Fitzgerald. It runs, as you said, at City Assembly House, which is on South William Street, and that's from next Monday. And it's mainly of exteriors of historic buildings in Dublin, some interiors, but it shows them not only in their best light, but unfortunately some are in a poor state of repair and are actually in danger of being lost. So ahead of the exhibition, which runs during National Heritage Week, I did take a tour with Nesta of some of the actual sites in Dublin which inspired her. So we'll probably begin with the not so good. And in the heart of the city centre is a building called Aldborough House. Antashka has previously highlighted this as one of our most historic at-risk buildings. It's described as one of our last great 18th century mansions and located on Portland Row. So first up in this clip, Philip, Nesta is talking about some of the works in her exhibition, and then we headed into the city centre.
My exhibition is called Dublin Facades, and I'm focusing on different facades, which some of them are endangered, other ones are being restored, have been restored and looked after. So I'm showing you a different assortment. Let's start with the Guinness. Originally, this is a Guinness house. It's called Ivy House. It's the Department of Foreign Affairs now. This one is of another Guinness building. This is called the Ivy Play Centre. This was built in 1908, and the Guinness has actually built it for the community that lived next door to get the Guinness factory.
Some are in quite good state of repair, some have been restored, and some of them, unfortunately, that are in danger.
Yeah, and Aldborough House is one of those. It's sitting at the side of the road. We're about to go and see it, me and you. And it's on the list of the three most endangered buildings in exteriors and interiors in Dublin. Right, so we are going up Seville Place. Here it is on the left, and as you can see, it's totally derelict.
So we're just pulling up to the left here. We can see barbed wire fencing here, quite a lot of graffiti outside the house.
This place has been a school, it's been an army barracks. But look how beautiful it is. Look at the columns at the front, look at the fan light, look at the original stonework. This building is derelict. The windows have been restored.
So this is just an example. I mean, it's right in the heart of the city centre, essentially.
This is the centre of Dublin. This is Aldborough Place. This is near O'Connell Street, Grafton Street. Everyone's walking past here and it's completely derelict. Someone needs to do something about this for the national good.
It is in pretty shabby condition, Aldborough House, isn't it? But there has actually, over the years, recent years, been work going on there to keep it standing, at least.
At least, yeah. I got in touch with Dublin City Council and they outlined a whole series of funding initiatives for buildings like this. They maintain a Buildings Act risk register, for example. There's a list of protected structures which would be brought to the council's attention. For example, with Aldborough House, they paid for roof repair work in 2011-2012. And then they have a whole series of interventions, repairs for the facade, windows. So several hundred thousand euro has been spent on that. And there is a process underway now, I understand, with a conservation architect. But as you said, it's one of our most historic Dublin city centre buildings and it is at risk.
Where did Nesta take you next?
Well, an example next of where there has been some very good work done is Henrietta Street. One of the buildings has been fully restored. It's a museum looking at from Georgian times to its tenement life, and the facade is in this exhibition. So Nesta told me why she thinks Henrietta Street is one of the best streets in Dublin.
We're going towards Henrietta Street, which is there's one building there which is the tenement. It was a tenement and now it is the most fantastic museum. It's called Number 14 Henrietta Street. It's all been restored. Opposite Number 14 is Number 52, which has also been restored and beautifully restored. The building's been looked after, and what a success story that is.
So it shows the potential.
So all these buildings, what can be used. Mm-hmm. We're just pulling up now into Henrietta Street, and this street is an 18th century street, all the buildings. But what is so interesting about this street is that every facade is completely original.
And we can see some of them are in quite good condition.
We got all the cobbles like it was a recreation, you know, mm-hmm. This is how it was back in the 18th century. The museum is up here, number 14. We'll just walk in and you'll see the staircase. And then there's number 51, which has been completely restored as well. Some of them are just actually not being used. But if this is the tenement museum here on the right, number 14. We'll see if we can go in the front and you can see the new staircase. Yeah, this was a Georgian townhouse originally in the 18th century, and then it was a tenement dwelling, and it's where hundreds of families lived in the early 20th century up until the 70s. I did a drawing of this because I want everyone to come up here and see this. And I don't think these places are visited enough and looked at, and I think that this is living history we have here.
And as you said, as we can see looking at some of the buildings, they have been very well restored, but then some of them need quite a bit of work now and probably are in danger in certain parts. There's a broken window here, we can see barbed wire on the roof here.
There's weeds growing out from the mm-hmm. roof. Mm-hmm. This is our heritage.
It just underlines, doesn't it, why Henrietta Street is used so often as a film set, mm-hmm. because the parts of it that have been restored really do look like the real deal from two centuries ago. You spent time visiting some of the buildings linked with the Guinness family, some of which have been restored, some of which are badly in need of restoration.
Well, the Guinness family left a large imprint in Dublin's built heritage, and some properties are still in use today. For example, the Ivy Trust, it was given to the city for social housing. The Department of Foreign Affairs was a Guinness home. But again, as with the previous visit, some Guinness properties are not doing so well, or some properties which have been linked to the Guinness family are in danger. Among those, of course, the Ivy Market. And there are questions as well about Arthur Guinness's former home, which is now part of the St. James's Gate site.
All right, we're getting out here now, and we are at the Ivy Trust public bath. So this whole area is all Ivy Trust. To opposite us, to the left, is Ivy Trust flats, and to the right is the Ivy Trust public bath. Beautiful red brick Victorian building, which is now a fitness centre. And the nice thing about all this area is it's still being used today.
So these are examples of buildings at the moment linked to the Guinness family, which are quite well maintained and restored. And I know we're going to see some which aren't as well maintained and probably are in danger.
Right. Okay, now we're on Francis Street, and this is, we're looking at the fantastic exterior of the Ivy Market, which completely shut down. Nothing's happening here. This could be a great centre of activity. You've got the Guinness storehouse right around the corner.
We can see windows broken here with boarding on the inside of the windows, and we just walk around to the front. We can see grass growing up through the steps on the front of it.
There's graffiti on the front. Uh-huh. All of it's just completely shut up. And the more you leave these buildings, the worse they get when someone does decide to do something about them, if they ever do. It's just such a shame that nothing's happening here.
In your exhibition, by putting this facade alongside facades which are in use, it really is highlighting the fact of the lost opportunity here.
Yeah, and it's not just in Dublin, by the way.
And do you think over the last, say, 20 or 30 years since you've been engaged in this work, that we are doing better or worse in terms of our built heritage like this?
Obviously, like, the OPW is doing amazing work all around Ireland. So is the Irish Georgian Society. So there are bodies who are doing stuff, but I still think there's a lot more to do.
Brian, you spoke to both Diageo and Dublin City Council about two of those buildings.
Well, just on the Ivy Market, Dublin City Council, there is approval for a €9 million fund to try and carry out essential conservation work. So the first stage of that would be surveys. And just to give you an extent of the damage there and of the repair that's going to be needed, the kinds of surveys they're undertaking now are to roofs, valleys, internal gutters, vegetation growth. They're going to protect and secure the windows and doors. So there's a whole series of surveys have to be carried out, and then stage two is to actually undertake the works. I understand that's going to start towards the end of this year. It's going to take between 12 and 18 months to complete, and legal proceedings are actually ongoing in relation to Ivy Market. And then Arthur Guinness's house, which I hadn't noticed before, it's on the St. James's site. Essentially, it's just back off the road. It's along a terrace, and that house is in use actually as part of Diageo's space there. If you buy a premium tour, I think you actually get to see the house, and it is being used for offices as well. There is a whole plan for that area, the Guinness Quarter, they're calling it, and that's, I think, going to planning stage soon enough. And they have, you know, there have been other conservation efforts made around that area in partnership with the South Inner City Community Development Association.
We can, of course, see all of these buildings by just getting out and about ourselves, but remind us about the details of the exhibition.
Well, as I said, this exhibition, Dublin Facades, it's part of National Heritage Week, which will have events, obviously, not just in Dublin. The exhibition opens on Monday. It runs until the 23rd of August at the City Assembly House on South William Street. I think Nesta is going to be present every day to chat to people.
Brian, thank you very much for that.